people to check under their cars before they leave. I mean, Dad, is there some bomb under your car? No. They just saw two blue-tongued lizards under Nicholas's car. So you don't want to squash anything here. So just have a quick check under the tyres, make sure there's no blue-tongued lizards. It's this time of year, just warm day today. And the lizards come out for a little bit of exercise, looking for something to eat. But if you really want to, you can. It's okay to put it in your car and take it for a nice holiday into the fake world. As long as you bring it back next week. Perhaps that's what they really want. Yeah. You know, this is no joke. Sometimes cats, you know, they sometimes eat animals if, you know, they're not well trained. But there was one cat who came here just a few years ago. It's a beautiful cat. He just came at the beginning of the range retreat. And it was so friendly. It's really hairy. And I forget what make it was. But it was so friendly to the monks. And after just a few days, the monks fell in love with it. And so he really got well fed here, as you can imagine, like everyone does. And after the 3 months range retreat, we didn't sort of do any travelling that time. After the 3 months range retreat, we decided we had a meeting of the Sangha. Yes, we wasn't killing many birds or any we saw at all. So shall we sort of adopt it and look after it? And so we all voted yes. So before we do that, we had to take it into the vet to get register, get a chip put in it. And when we took it to the vet, we found it already had a chip in it. So we found its owner was in South Perth. His name was George. And so we called up the owner and said, you've been missing a cat called George. It's been in the monastery for the last 3 months. That's right, it came from the range retreat. Even animals get off on the energy of going on retreats. But look after the things like the blue tongue lizards, because obviously this is their place. They don't do very well in town. So anyway, now we can do this little meditation on loving kindness. So you can close your eyes, get yourself comfortable. And just a little intro for it. There's loving kindness. I use the metaphor that's like a beautiful warm fire. Not the destructive fires like in the bushfire season, but like a warm fire, which can nurture and protect, cook your food. And to light a fire, if you put a match against a wet, sappy log, you're going to waste so many matches, you're never going to light that log. So you start off the match with some, like, paper. So you have the paper, and then you light the match underneath, and you get flames very easily. You use something which easily takes the flame. And once the paper is lit, then you put little twigs on it, called kindling. And once you put the small twigs on and they've caught fire, then you put bigger twigs on. And once you put the bigger twigs on, then some thicker twigs. Then you put little branches on. Then eventually, when you have a hot enough fire, then you can put a log on. Once you put a log on, sometimes that fire gets so hot, you can put the wet, sappy logs on. And the wet, sappy logs, the heat of the fire drives all the moisture away, and even those wet, sappy logs catch fire. In that simile, the fire is loving kindness, metta. And it's helpful to start with things which are easy to take, metta, and then build it up stage by stage until your metta, you can feel it's very warm and very strong. And then you can put more difficult pieces of wood on the fire, the wet, sappy logs. People have hurt you or harmed you. And it's surprising, once your fire is really hot, some of the enemies you thought there's no way you could ever forgive them, you can. They too take the warm fire of loving kindness. And even If your loving kindness is very strong, you can even dry all the resistance from yourself, so you can be at peace and love yourself and spread loving kindness all throughout yourself. So that's in brief what we're going to do. So first of all, just sitting here, just basically kindness to your body, just making sure you're sitting comfortably. It's only half an hour meditation, so not that long. And if you need to adjust the body any time, please do so. And if you need to scratch any part of your body, please do so. Remember, we've all got our eyes closed. And see, please keep your eyes closed. So if you want to scratch parts of your body you would never dare to do in public, don't worry, because we're not watching. No peeking. Just out of kindness to yourself. You feel your whole body. I'm looking at the whole body. There's a little ache in my knee, so I'm going to move that one. That's better. Just my butt. Make sure my shoulders are relaxed. My head is well balanced on top of the neck. My waist belt was a bit tight, so I just loosened it a bit. You really are meticulous caring for your body, holding nothing tight. Belt still needs another loosen. Not only does this make it easier to sit still because you've cared for your bodily posture, it also begins to develop, emphasize the importance of kindness in this meditation. It's so obvious thing, loving kindness to your own body. Now, once your body is reasonably relaxed, it will never be perfect, but it's good enough. Then you go to your mind. Be kind to your mind. Just general kindness. All this meditation or sleeping or eating you've done in the past 8 or 9 days, well done. Say thank you to your mind for cooperating as much as it possibly could. Your mind has created some problems and difficulties, but that's nature. So say thank you, mind. Your mind can relax a bit. When you've prepared your body and mind enough, and only you know when it's prepared, then we can start the meditation proper. And to start this, I imagined just walking through the city somewhere or through a town, and hearing this sound. Don't know where it's located. I can't see its source, but it's something so sad and so moving. And to me, it's the sound of a little kitten who's been abandoned. If you don't like cats, it could be dogs or babies, little rabbits or teddy bears. Or if you don't like animals or even humans, there's one lady in Sydney, she didn't like any of this, but she had a pot plant in her apartment, which she really cared for. So when I say kitten, use the word pot plant. I'm going to use the word kitten, so I have an affinity for cats. So I can hear the sound. I realize this, a kitten has been abandoned. And as I follow the sound close to its source, I see in a dark corner of some alleyway, a little hole recessed away from the light and the warmth of the sun. I can hear the sound and I can see two eyes, nothing else, just two eyes in the darkness. And those eyes have got so much pain in them. Even though it's a little being who's only maybe been born 2 or 3 days, for some reason it's lost contact with its mother. It's got no one to feed it, to protect it, to care for it, or teach it. You can imagine this little being has started life trusting others, has come out and sought for help and been bitten and kicked and bruised. This little being is so afraid. Every time it's sought for help, it's been hurt terribly. It's so hungry, so untrusting of others. But alone in its little hole in a wall, it knows it can't survive. Its hunger is extreme. Its aloneness is killing it. And I hear that. I understand the tone of its whine. I realize that that little kitten needs help. No matter how busy I am, I can't walk past. I just can't. So I go close to that hole, look inside, and I see the eyes there. They go further back in the hole. It's scared of me, as it would do. And I start imagining that little being inside the hole. Dear little kitten, I will never harm you. Not all beings in this world will attack you. Some will care and protect you and feed you and nurture you and play with you and love you. Please give me that opportunity. And I say it with as much sincerity as I have. And I do imagine just all my loving kindness being like golden rays of light coming out of my chest, going out to that little being. It needs me, but as a human being, I always need to care for others. Dear little being, let me care for you and protect you. I have no money, but I've got lots of friends and lots of food, lots of milk, fish, whatever you want. Dear little kitten, the door of my heart's open to you. And I imagine this, I'm visualizing it now. I encourage you to visualize as well. Little being who really, really needs your help and assistance. Without you, we'll never be able to survive, maybe not even another hour or two. And I see these eyes start to change. Maybe imagining it, but I don't think so. They are trusting me. And they come a little bit further out from the hole. And I even give more loving kindness to this little being. Dear little being, that you may be cold, I can warm you. You may be hungry, I can feed you. And whatever injuries you have on your body, I can heal them. Please let me. I stretch out my hand very slowly until the little kitten can sniff me. And I move my hand closer to it. Feel underneath its belly. And very slowly, with all the care which I can muster, pick that little being up and bring it out of the hole towards me. And it lets me, because I'm so soft, caring, always keeping that eye contact. Dear little kitten, please let me care for you. I can, I want to. And I will never harm you. I always look forward to seeing you grow, running around, causing all sorts of mischief as cats do. But that's your nature, I allow you that. And as I pick this little kitten up, I can feel its bones Hardly feel any flesh now at all. It's so hungry. Don't know what happened to it, but that's no concern of mine. My concern now is your presence. Caring for you. Healing you, feeding you. And I can feel the fur. Cat's fur is usually silky and clean. This poor little kitten, there's little bits of hair all motted, some have been torn out. I don't know what fights or what problems you've been in, but even feel just little clots of blood on there. Poor kitten. As I bring it out, always keeping eye contact, little kitten, I've been close to my chest to warm it and to realize that being helped by this huge being in a little kitten's eyes, it doesn't need to be afraid. It somehow trusts me. It feels safe. I cradle it in my, on my chest, just above my heart, allowing all this golden energy of loving kindness to drench that cat, soak right to its tiny paws and its whiskers and little black nose, to its tips of its ears. Dear little kitten, I care for you. I will look after you. And even though it's hungry, thirsty, I understand what it needs more than any of those things is some love, some kindness, to feel protected. So as I cradle it in my arms next to my chest, I see its eyelids close. It starts to purr. Somehow it knows it's found a protector, a friend, a little partner in life, this big human. It knows I'm going to look after it. As I cradle it there, not disturbing, maybe the first rest it's had for since it was born. As I cradle it, I just put even more loving kindness in. The more I give the loving kindness to this little kitten, the more I have to give. It's just like where it's touching my chest, that becomes tingly with loving kindness. I just pour more kindness into this little kitten. Healing, soothing, relaxing. Dear little kitten, you've found a friend. I sometimes imagine just this little kitten growing strong, coming to sit on my lap when it wants some warmth, or when it feels that I need some warmth. Being a good friend who trusts one another. My dear little kitten. And once I feel the loving kindness is strong enough, if it's not strong enough, I'll stay with that kitten for a long time. Once it's strong enough, it's like I put aside the image of a kitten. And now I think about a good friend. And just so people know what I'm doing. Today, I just remembered it was one of the monks' birthdays today. It's Venerable Mudu down in Albany. So now he is in front of me, my image. And I'm going to give him heaps and heaps of loving kindness. Somebody else who is your best friend, a close associate, someone who's very easy again to give loving kindness towards. My dear friend, please know that I care for you as well. I really wish you to be at peace and happy. Feel rested, feel that somebody values you. I imagine this golden light coming out of my chest. The more I do this, at first you can only just imagine it. And as you continue, the vision becomes stronger. It's like there really is energy coming out of your chest. And sending it all the way down to Albany, all the way into this fellow monk, and just soaking him. from the tip of his head down to the toes of his feet, to the tips of his fingers, all up and down, around, inside, outside, soaking him with my well-wishing. Dear friend, may you be happy and well. May you have peace, good health, lots of laughter on your birthday. May you have, and those people who know him, may you have really nice, strong coffee, which he likes. And lots of appreciation for your hard work. I really give you all these things which I know will make you more at peace and happy and healthy and well. As I soak this fellow being with loving kindness, I imagine just him grinning as he receives the loving kindness which I give. And when that's strong enough, you could take aside that image, maybe another image, another of your family members somewhere in the world. Wherever you are right now, I wish you happiness and well-being. Because I know they receive this. The person I'm thinking of right now is my brother in London, or just north of London. Lockdown means we haven't seen each other for a while. I really wish you happiness and well-being. May you be in good health, joyful, finding happiness in whatever part of that world you enjoy. May you find peace and meaning as I send this loving kindness and just bathe him, douse him, soak him in it. And then, without changing the intensity of my love and kindness and well-being wishes, I push aside that image and imagine now all the people in this room. I don't open my eyes. I imagine you all here. All fellow meditators, workers, all learning the power of your mind, how it affects the body, how difficult meditation can be sometimes, but how it teaches us so much. And I wish each one of you all this loving kindness in my heart spreading out to you and feeling your loving kindness coming back to me. As you spread this loving kindness to all beings in this room, beings you've sat opposite in the kitchen with your breakfast and your lunch, people you've seen in the cottage in which you sleep at night, people you just sit next to in this room, some coughing and sneezing because of hay fever and other stuff. As you give all this well-wishing to all the beings in this room, you recognize they're so similar to you. Some may be old, young, female, male, but all the same type of mind, growing, laughing, groaning. May we all be well and happy. May we always find peace in our life, fulfillment. When there's any pain or disappointment, may we all remember this is a 70% rule. We never expect ourselves to be perfect, never expect others to be perfect. We learn from our mistakes of life. We laugh at them, learn with them, and grow from them. We have this great gratitude to all people in this retreat who have served you each in different ways. Thank you. As the golden light of loving kindness comes out of your chest into everyone in this room, really soaking into them. And their loving kindness comes into you. So this network, this web of connections together now, giving so much warmth and kindness and nurture to everyone in this room. You're my friends. The word in Pali is Kalyanamitta, noble acquaintance. I truly wish you well and have gratitude for you, my peers, on this retreat. You give this beautiful warmth and kindness and love to people you may have not met before. Thank you. The loving kindness gets so strong, so powerful, that the walls and ceiling and roof of this building can't hold it. It breaks out. It goes out into the forest in which you live. All those birds, the cockatoos and the blue-tongued lizards, even the ants, termites, flies, they have no ill will towards us, as we should have no ill will towards them. We share this beautiful forest, caring for all beings in this forest. I may be big and powerful, but I will not harm you. And you may be scary to me sometimes, but I understand you never mean me any harm. So the loving kindness goes to all beings in this forest of Jhanagraha. Those who crawl on the ground, who crawl underground, those human beings and those birds in the sky, of all species, and those bugs who live in the trunks of the trees, you all, may you all be well and happy, live in peace and harmony together, enjoying this natural oasis called Jhanagraha, because your loving kindness is like this cloud of healing and safety and kindness and well-wishing, which actually spreads right over Jhanagraha. So it starts drifting over to Bodhinyana Monastery, all my fellow monks and lay people over there. And the kangaroos and little joeys you see every morning just jumping up and down. And the birds, the little parrots and magpies will be out there in an hour looking for some drop rice and other stuff to eat. And all the people that bring us food. And the other direction up to Carnot Prison Farm. All those people, sometimes that what they've done caused them so much tightness inside, so much suffering. You send your loving kindness up there too. Healing, reassuring. Telling them you are respected. You're much more than the crime for which you've been put in jail for. We care for you. With your loving kindness, the more you give, the stronger it gets. You feel it's like a golden light originating in this hall, expanding, but also strengthening. You send this loving kindness further afield. Goes southwards towards Bermuda, whose birthday is today. Goes northwards to Perth. Many of your relations and family are there. So many of them, you cannot really single anyone out. You just give the whole of Perth and all its suburbs and every being between here and there. It's beautiful warmth, kindness of loving kindness. May you all be at peace. Maybe you may not be able to retain this peace forever, but just a few seconds of peace and kindness can change your life as it changed mine. As this loving kindness heals, reassures and softens, just like it reassures that little kitten, enough to allow me to touch it, to nurture it and heal it. You give this loving kindness to the whole of the city. You send it out further. It can't be stopped. It goes all over Western Australia and the whole of Australia. You can have a hard border to stop people crossing, but it can never stop loving kindness. It goes to all the suburbs of Melbourne and Sydney and Brisbane and Canberra and Tassie, Adelaide, Darwin, the whole of this land. May all beings on this land know that we're thinking of you and caring for you, healing you, respecting you. This loving kindness soaks into all beings. It goes further, goes over to New Zealand, over to the Pacific Islands, goes further north to Indonesia. There's now so many islands, and I've visited there so many times. So many friends, they call themselves disciples, but I call them friends. Associates, we've had so much fun and laughter and kindness together. Now I give you total kindness. For all the islands of Indonesia, up to Singapore and Malaysia, up to Thailand. So many friends there, spent so many happy years there. Up to Burma, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam. Remember wonderful experiences in Vietnam. So many kind people. You send that kindness there up into China and Hong Kong, to India, to Russia, Mongolia, Bhutan, over to Europe, Middle East and Europe, and United States, Canada, Mexico, and Central and South America, to Africa, to the whole planet. Your loving kindness just goes to all beings on planet Earth. You know it is powerful. You can heal a kitten. Why can't you heal planet Earth and all its people? The door of my heart's open to you all. I don't expect you to be perfect and be like me. I just want to care and know that you are respected and loved. May all beings on this planet be well and happy. All animals be free from fear. Be able to share this planet with one another. Be able to heal any destruction as we learn to live simply and care more than cure. Be kind more than being wealthy. May all beings be at peace and happy and well. This loving kindness just grows and grows the further you spread it out. Just pause there for a moment. And now, you may remember you've left somebody out. That's you. This little bundle of skin and bones and hair and organs and history and hope which bears your name. You. So imagine you're looking in a mirror at yourself and smile and say, me. The person I have to live with for the rest of my life and probably more. I care for me. I care enough to have no negative opinion about myself. This is who I am, with faults and all. 70% a crooked, twisted tree who belongs. As you give this loving kindness to yourself, may I be happy. May I be at peace with my life. Still enjoying, still exploring, improving, making mistakes. May I be healthy. My body is doing its best, trying to heal diseases and problems. Thank you, body. I care for you. Care for yourself, however you imagine yourself to be. This is golden light, goes right inside of you. Up to the top of your head, through your brain, your eyes. Feel the energy healing, nurturing, like it healed and nurtured that poor little kitten. It goes down, down to all the organs of your body, which sometimes struggle to be at peace and healthy. Down your arms, the tips of your fingers, down your legs, to the tips of your toes. All over, up and down. Healing, reassuring. Feeling all parts of you. I love you. I care for you. My body. I love you and I care for you, my mind. You may not always do the things I expect you to do. You can't do anything other. A little kitten has to be a kitten. You have to be you. So you open the door of your heart unconditionally to yourself. May I be happy and well. How does that feel? How powerful is that? And now we have to bring all that energy back. So imagine that light, that golden light, coming back from the farthest parts of this planet Earth. The light comes back, but the warmth stays out there. Comes back into Australia, back into Serpentine, back into this hall, back into this heart of yours. You imagine it like this intense ball of golden loving kindness light hovering above this pure white open lotus flower, which represents your heart. Loving kindness is hovering intense above the purity of your heart, imagined like an open lotus flower. And you imagine the lotus flower so peacefully, delicately, softly closing its petals around your loving kindness to keep it there safe in your heart to be used at any other occasion. And now give the blessing. Sabba Buddha Nubhavena, Sabba Dhamma Nubhavena, Sabba Sangha Nubhavena, Buddha Ratanang, Dhamma Ratanang, Sangha Ratanang, Tinang Ratananang Anubhavena Chaturasiti Sahasa Dhamma Kanda Nubhavena Pitakataya Nubhavena Jinasavaka Nubhavena Sabbe te roga, sabbe te bhaya, sabbe te antaraya, sabbe te upadava vinasantu, ayuvadako, danavadako, siri vadako, Yasa vadako bala vadako vana vadako sukha vadako hotu sabada dukha voga baya veva sokha satu chupadava Aneka antarayapi vinasantu ca tejasa Jaya siddhi dhanang labhang soti bhagayang sukhang balang Siri ayu ca vano ca bhogang vudhi ca yasava Sata vasa ca ayu ca jiva siddhi bhavantu te sadhu 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 yeah oh. That's the end of the retreat. I didn't get enough people asking to extend the retreat, so we'll end it. Yeah? Grandparents' Day, is it? Oh, I know it's also for the male children. It's their special day today. Any male children? It's Sunday. I'm sorry. That's really, it's misogynist. We don't have daughter day. We have Sunday. Anyway, wish you all happiness and well-being. Whether you're a grandparent, son or daughter, wherever you are in this world, may you have a wonderful day today. Excellent. So, sorry, Leihard, I went over 10 minutes over. You can take it off my... I don't get anything, do I? I wish you all happiness and well-being. See you on the next retreat. Bye. Sadhu.